I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, February 25th. There were 18 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total now at 189. Quincy's positivity rate remains at 3.5%, and the city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 146 deaths. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the pandemic and inadequate salary are making it difficult to find a new health commissioner. Koch says several candidates have either declined the position or have not followed through as he tries to replace Ruth Jones, who retired last month after almost 2 years in that position and almost 20 years with the city. Koch says he will have to address salary issues with a number of city positions this year. The health commissioner currently pays about $105,000 per year. Jacqueline Masua thanked the Quincy police officers who lifted a car off of her in an accident at the Stop and Shop on Southern Artery back on Christmas Eve. Masua came to police headquarters yesterday to personally thank all the officers and volunteers who she says saved her life. Masua suffered broken ribs and an injury to her lung, but wanted to say thank you in person. The driver of the car may or may not face charges. Congressman Stephen Lynch and Senators Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren are joining a lawsuit in an effort to take the natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth out of service. The officials are joining the city of Quincy and Four River residents against the compressor station and asking federal regulators to revoke the permits for the station, citing concerns about safety and air quality. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy says an anonymous donor has contributed $50,000 to their HomeSafe program and agreed to match another $50,000 in donations. Director Rick Doan says the donor was moved by a recent story about a Weymouth man who was facing eviction due to a job loss when HomeSafe stepped in and provided emergency aid. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, February 25th.